I met one woman who had, as it were, got her life back. She had rebuilt her life, and she told me her story. In a nutshell, she was a very young person who lived in a very small place in Moldova. And her father died. Of course, she was at school. Her family was perfectly happy. But when her father died, money dried up. This is very common to a lot of the stories. Some member of the family dies and or is taken away for whatever reason, and the economics of the family implodes in some way, which means that generally speaking, one member of the family is sent or feels it incumbent upon them to do something to help the family. And she had to leave school, which upset her greatly. She's a very intelligent woman, and was sent to work in a market. And at the market, she was groomed, as it were, by this woman who says, you know, you look like an intelligent girl who could do with some education, and I can find that for you. I can get you a job in Great Britain. You'll be a doctor's receptionist, and you can save some money and you can go back to school. So my friend's sister actually warned her against this woman and said, I'm not sure this is really kosher. You know, you want to check it out. But my friend was so convinced that she so wanted it to be true. And she was, by her own admission, fantastically naive. I mean, it didn't occur to her that what was going to happen to her could happen to her or could happen to anybody. She hadn't heard of it, of course, which is one of the great firewalls that we need against trafficking is education about it and information about it. So she was long journey, brought here and told what she had to do, refused to do it, was put into solitary confinement, really, in isolation for 2 weeks. She was locked into this room and broken until they said, well, we're going to hurt your family if you don't do this. So under the threats, and because, of course, you know, she realised that she was illegal per se, because she had no papers anymore. She'd handed over her passport, which is, of course, one of the major elements of trafficking, is to remove the national identity, the state identity, before then proceeding to remove the personal identity. It is all about that. And she started to work. Her story is so touching because she didn't know what the services on offer. There was a list of services in her room. She didn't understand. She'd never seen a naked man before. She didn't understand what oral sex was. She had to be told everything. If you can imagine that is your introduction to one of the deepest parts of your being. What happened was she was helped by the Home Office project, Poppy Project, and they helped her to get out. It's a long and complicated story, but what was very, very interesting about her connection with the organisation is that it was when she started to talk to our clinician, our Dr. Michael Korzynski, who's Helen's partner in the organisation. She said it was the first time she felt she'd been heard. And I think the way in which we listen to survivors of cruelty is something that we're not terribly good at. We make all sorts of assumptions, is what I'm saying. And it's very important that we start to learn how to listen instead of immediately taking action.